This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as the Mr. Announcer Man says, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a vampire's worst nightmare. Gary Cerullo, manager owner of the Garlic Farm. Garlic is one of those things, people love it, they hate it, but they still love it, I feel, deep down. I don't think anyone really hates garlic. Gary, thank you for joining me today.
You're entirely welcome.
So I've been following you guys for a while. You're out there in West Granby on Simsbury Road. You know, the Garlic Farm. Do you guys have a whole farm dedicated to garlic, or what is the Garlic Farm?
Well, it's a small farm, about 20 acres. And we grow about 3 to 4 acres of garlic, but we also grow about 15 acres of produce. But the main attraction is the garlic, and we grow a hardneck variety. It's a very nice garlic.
Is garlic tough to, I mean, because we hear about a lot of, you know, different climates and different temperature zones, things grow differently in different areas. Is Connecticut prone to good garlic? Like, what do you need for some good garlic?
Well, this type of garlic, this hardneck, as opposed to the garlic you might find in a grocery store, which is softneck, that's more of a warmer climate, California, and places like that. But hardneck is grown anywhere in the east, up north here, from Michigan all the way, New Mexico too, Michigan all the way to throughout New England. And it likes a cold climate. It's called Ophiel garlic or hardneck. And it's a very strong, hard-hitting garlic, very large cloves, and we started growing about 28 years ago. And it was an article in Smithsonian Magazine really piqued my interest. It was an article about the whole California garlic business, and I read it. You know, I'm an ag student, and I got an interest in agriculture, so I thought, hey, let's buy 40 pounds of hardneck and see what we can do with it.
Garlic is, I mean, you think of, you know, crops in New England and crops, like garlic isn't the garlic first thing that comes to mind. Like, you kind of went on a limb here to do garlic.
Well, we didn't start with the idea of turning it into a commercial farm. So we started with 40 pounds, and, you know, I'm adventurous, and I just said, yeah, let's give it a shot. So my girlfriend and myself did it, and then we had too much garlic, so we had to sell some. So we started selling, you know. I said, okay, let's say we might as well open up on the weekends and sell some. But as the years went on, we kind of refined the business, learned a lot more about garlic. And today it's, you know, it's a pretty high-tech farm for a small farm. And we grow a pretty high-quality crop. You know, it's we have two or three different hybrids of German white. That's a variety of hardneck. And we grow a very large garlic that tends to be used as seed. A lot of people grow garlic in Connecticut, and that's the big craze. You know, everybody has been growing garlic for the last 10 years. So we kind of specialize in growing some bigger garlic so they can have a variety of seed.
Is it a good starter crop? Like, you know, a lot of families would, you know, have been trying to do that whole more, you know where your produce is coming from. Is it an easy thing to grow? Like, what do you really need to get garlic going?
It's easy to grow. You can't really mess it up, you know.
Just don't run it over with a lawnmower.
Right. But to grow a real big garlic and to be successful, you really have to play by the rules as far as soil pHs and fertilizer schedules and the whole 10 yards, raised beds. But we try to give all the homeowners, anybody, market gardeners who come in, we tell them exactly how we plant. And not that we're bulletproof. We lost some crops, too. And so we let everybody know what's the best way to grow this crop. And it's a great crop. They have fun with it. It's almost like a Cracker Jack box. You know, you wonder what you're going to pull up at the end of the season.
That's it. Because, if you're growing, like, a lot of produce, you kind of see it on the vine. You see what's growing. You see it on the plant. Garlic and, you know, onions type thing, they're kind of like a mystery. You don't know what you're going to pull up at the bottom of that scape every season.
Yeah, it's a root crop, no doubt. And but it's a good crop to grow. And there's tricks to growing it. You know, just good pointers, you know, soil rotation, things like that. And pHs, desirable pHs, you know, acidity and alkalinity of your soil, you know, et cetera. And, you know, our farm, you walk in and there's a big tobacco barn about 160 feet long, and it's got all these big louvers on the front, operating louvers that how we dry the bigger garlic in the tobacco barn. The whole barn gets filled with garlic.
And I think that's one of the things I want, like, to really let people understand is the sheer amount of garlic. Like, the pictures, if you check them out on Facebook, the Garlic Farm on Facebook, Garlic Farm. To see the shed and the barns just covered in the rafters with garlic, I mean, it's a sight to behold. You don't expect to walk into something like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're not a really huge garlic farm as farms go, you know, 3-4 acres, but we still have, you know, 20,000 pounds to deal with and get it in there and manage it, cure it. And then we have the smaller garlic that we clip in the fields and this and that. But it takes a good 2 weeks for us to get that crop in and get it under management. So it's a very busy 2 weeks, and, you know, hopefully everything goes well. And this year, between the torrential rains, we got it in. We had short windows, we got it in, and it's one of the best crops we ever put in.
Well, that's good.
We have a really, really nice crop in the barn.
That's because I have talked to a few different farmers and garden centers out there, and, you know, you're under the thumb of Mother Nature in a lot of ways, and this season has been, for lack of a better term, all over the darn place, if you will, for growing.
Yeah, a lot of big growers, friends of mine, they took some really tough hits, you know, and with rivers flooding and, you know, water tables coming up. And, produce took a big hit, you know, regular produce, tomatoes, vine crops. So, you know, we have that. You walk in, we have a good selection of produce. I think this weekend we should have a good tomato special out there, you know, on organic tomatoes, a 5-pound special, a 10-pound special. And then we'll have, you know, probably have 1,000 pounds of tomatoes out there this weekend. We're going to pick a whole ton of them. And they're really nice.
And this time of the year, I mean, there's nothing better than a nice hearty tomato, oh, well, a thick slice, you know, some garlic and a little bit of pepper. There's just nothing that screams New England summer to me, food-wise, than just a chunk of tomato with some garlic on it.
It's really special. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, we have that. We have a zinnia field where people love to pick their zinnias. It's like a pick-your-own deal. And they get a big charge out of that. It's nice and colorful. And then we have all kinds of peppers, eggplant, all the produce. Squash,
I mean, that's one of the things. It's a destination produce center. Like, you can go there and do some grocery shopping, if you will. And that's the thing, like, you're there, your staff is there, the people that pick these things understand, okay, this is literally just what we picked today. This is what you can do with it for dinner or a snack or whatever you want to do.
Right. When you come in Saturday morning, that stand is loaded. It's all dead fresh, right out of the field.
And there's
all those tomatoes, everything.
There's nothing better than that. And now I'm looking, I mean, what else do you guys grow up there? If someone's looking to do a little adventuring out this morning or one day this week before the kids start heading back to school, or, I mean, what else you got out there that's in season, if you will, for some produce?
Well, we got some beautiful red onions. We had a tremendous red onion crop. We have Patterson Heart onions. We have, which are cooking onions, very flavorful. We have some Walla Wallas still going in the field, sweet onions like Vidalia type. And we have shallots, leeks. We have cucumbers. We have red beets. We have golden beets. Couple of types of tomatoes. This weekend probably just be putting out big beefs, the big red flavorfuls. We'll probably put out some 4th of July's, two smaller ones. We got two types of eggplant. We have the Oriental eggplant, Asian eggplant, regular Italian eggplant, and a good array of hot peppers also. So, you know, basil, lots of basil. And, you know, it's set up pretty nice when you walk in the barn. It's really a wild thing. You walk in, it's not like one or two crates of produce. I think last weekend we had 100 crates of produce out there.
That's a lot of produce.
And these are big crates, you know, and they are all displayed. And, oh, yeah, it was great. It was an all-night setup. So.
Well, again, so summer's winding down. We're into fall. The produce is popping off the plants. And joining me again this morning, Gary Cerullo, manager, owner of the Garlic Farm. Just not garlic. Head out there. It's in West Granby on Simsbury Road, 76 Simsbury Road. Follow him on Facebook. Because like Gary says, you guys got the specials with tomatoes. There's always something special. Head out there, get some produce, make a nice little summer salad. Send the kids back to school with chunks of tomatoes. There's nothing wrong with that. Gary, thank you for joining me today.
You are very welcome, and you enjoy your afternoon.
Well, you too, sir. You have a great day, because your farms and other farms are happening right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.